We've flipped the record. A lot of great tracks this hour. I'm Steve Scherer.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Last week, interim Seattle Police Chief Harry Bailey reversed misconduct findings against seven police officers. Then on Friday, Chief Bailey and Seattle Mayor Ed Murray defended those reversals at a press conference. Well, today, Bailey reinstated punishment for one of those, police officer John Marion, who had threatened an editor at the Stranger, and Mayor Murray called the reversal he had defended on Friday a mistake today. Officer misconduct cases are handled by the Office of Professional Accountability. The OPA's independent auditor is retired Judge Ann Levinson. She says that the Seattle Police Department's handling of the misconduct cases has the potential to undermine public trust. Judge Levinson joins us. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Maybe you could just unpack this for us. Explain this punishment in particular for police officer John Marion and how interim Chief Bailey and Ed Murray seem to do a double flip-flop on this.
Sure. Let me first start, if I could, Ross, by saying my role in the system is to ensure the integrity of the system. I'm outside it. By city ordinance, I'm specifically to be apolitical so that I can raise concerns without fear of reprisal. And the people who are in this position, this OPA auditor position, are we've been former judges or former federal prosecutors. So this is precisely the type of problem that we are in these positions to address. So first and foremost, this should be about ensuring the integrity of the system, making sure that it's fair and open and above reproach. What's been suggested is that that this is now fixed because this one case was changed back, the case involving Officer Marion. But this is not about a single officer, and while that was the right thing to do to reinstate his discipline, this is a much larger issue that needs to be examined.
Well, in fact, there were a total of more cases than Officer Marion's, right? What happened on the other six cases?
Right. Well, that's part of the problem. It's been difficult to get clear answers about how many cases have been reopened, how many settlement agreements have been negotiated. And the other thing it's important to understand is this is not part of the accountability process. These are separate side negotiations that were done. So that raises concerns about transparency and openness and the credibility of the process. If a person goes to the trouble of filing a complaint about possible misconduct, you know, the very first thing that happens is you ensure there's a thorough investigation, and a director and I will review it and make sure that occurred. And then the director makes recommendations to the chief about what the outcome should be, and that's what's called the finding. And then if the finding is a sustained, meaning the misconduct did happen, then the employee has a right to a hearing in front of the chief. And then after that hearing, the chief makes a final decision. So in these cases, they had gone through all that process. The chief made the final decision to sustain the findings of misconduct. And then what appears to have happened is the employees' union, the police guild, appealed and appealed on many of these cases, and at the same time declined to go to the various routes for appeal, thereby creating a backlog.
You say appeared to appeal this. The Police Officers Guild appeared to appeal this. What makes you think that?
Well, they filed the paperwork to do that, but they never actually got in front of an arbitrator or the Public Safety Civil Service Commission, the two routes that they're allowed in their contract to appeal.
Then how could they have had an influence if they didn't file the paperwork?
Well, apparently what they did is by filing the paperwork but not getting the process moving and then declining to use certain arbitrators, they created a backlog. And then they went to somebody, and it's unclear who, in the city, and then decided the right thing to do was to quote-unquote clear the backlog by packaging these cases together and negotiating some alternative resolution of them.
Hmm. And Levinson, I want to pull the camera back for just a moment. This is all happening amidst major reforms at the Seattle Police Department mandated by the Justice Department. What are your concerns about how these misconduct reversals might be affecting that larger process?
Right. That is one of the most significant concerns about this. This does appear to fly in the face of what one would suggest needs to be happening in the department. And these systems need to be overhauled. It needs to be very clear to the public that things are handled objectively. The public needs to have more trust, not less trust, in the department and in the systems. And all the officers need to be treated fairly and equally. So what also happened in this case that's concerning is certain officers then had their findings and discipline changed, but other officers have not. So for the good officers, or excuse me, and for all officers, actually, they're looking at this and they're seeing, they're questioning, why did this happen? And it has the appearance, both to the public and to those officers, of the sorts of processes and behavior that we're trying to improve, not continue.
Ann Levinson, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ann Levinson, a retired judge and auditor of the Seattle Police Office of Professional Accountability. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.